When it gets nighttime, your eyelids begin to droop a little bit, and it's time to go to bed. What do you call that kind of feeling when you...
Well, you're sleeping.
And can you think of another way to say that besides sleeping?
Well, there ought to be.
You might hear something like a stroke.
No.
And you've been asleep.
In the morning. You might hear something like a rooster crowing.
You'd
been asleep, but then you...
Wake me up at 7 o'clock.
Mr. Tootle, let's say, wanted to get up at 7 o'clock, and he knew that you usually woke up at 6.
Yes.
You'd say, wake me up at 7 o'clock. So in the morning, you look at your watch and say, oh, it's 7 o'clock. I've got to go. Now, are you familiar with the expression rouse?
Yes, I've heard people say, rousing up, rouse up. Okay, give that child.
Okay.
Don't let him sleep too long.
If somebody is sick, there's medicine beside his bed, and there's more medicine in that bottle than there ought to be, you might say, haven't you put your medicine yet?
Took a dose.
Somebody who can't hear, we say he's...
Arising?
Yeah. And what do you call that stuff that's inside of it?
It runs out, pus.
And have you ever heard of rising called
it? Have you ever heard that called anything?
Yeah.
Of course, it may be different.
I've heard it called that.
Okay. And have you ever heard of rising called anything else?
Of course, they may be different in them, a carbuncle.
Okay.
Yes,
if a bee bit somebody, you'd say his hand got all
swollen up.
Have you ever heard of buck fever? In a blister, after somebody's been burned or, worn a blister with a shoe or something. What do you call that that's inside the blister?
Well, it's water that runs out.
And if somebody gets shot, what do you call the place where the bullet went in?
A wound.
And sometimes after this happens, the flesh sort of stands up around the wound.
I've heard of that being in rooms where they'd have proud flesh. Of course, that might not be.
Is that? I'm not sure about this myself. Inside the wound where this?
And it's around it. A sore. I've heard doctors say something about proud flesh being in it in a sore of some kind.
And let's see.
Well, a scratch.
What are some different kinds of remedies, different kinds of things for various illnesses and scratches and cuts and things like that that people used to use or still use?